A military jury has sentenced Army Reserve Specialist Charles Grainer to 10 years in prison for his role in the detainee abuse scandal at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. He's the fifth soldier to be convicted in the scandal. 36-year-old Grainer, who was considered a ringleader of the abuse, was found guilty of assault, maltreatment, and committing indecent acts. Before sentencing, Grainer took the stand and said he was just obeying the orders of his superior officers. NPR's Jackie Northam covered the trial at Fort Hood, Texas, and has this report.
Specialist Grainer stood at attention, eyes straight ahead, while the jury foreman read his punishment. 10 years in prison, reduction in rank, forfeiture of pay, and a dishonorable discharge from the Army. The sentence brought an end to a week-long court-martial where some of the most powerful evidence for the prosecution was photographs. Explicit, disturbing photographs that showed, among other things, Grainer posing and smiling next to a pile of naked, shackled Iraqi detainees, or cocking his fist as if he's just about to punch a hooded prisoner he's gotten a neck hold. In the courtroom, just minutes after sentencing, Grainer exchanged a few words with reporters. He appeared nervous. When asked if he had any remorse for the abuse, he said there's a war on, bad things happen. After, he was led away, his hands and legs shackled. Captain Chuck Neal, a spokesman for the prosecutor's office, said Grainer will go immediately to jail.
He's going to go to a county facility until he's sent to a Department of Army or military facility, where he'll spend the rest of his sentence.
During the sentencing stage, the defense hurriedly added last-minute evidence and witnesses. Grainer himself took the stand and gave an unsworn statement. He answered questions asked by his civilian attorney, Guy Womack, for nearly 3 hours. Womack said that due to the nature of the charges, he felt an unsworn statement would be the best way for Grainer to appeal to the jury.
The members would hear him. They could determine for their own whether or not he's credible. I think they did find him credible by the sentence. Also, of course, you can't be cross-examined on that, and it gives us a chance to be the last one heard.
In his statement, Grainer said that military intelligence officers ordered him to abuse the detainees and that he was conflicted about what he was asked to do. He said he complained several times to his platoon leader, but Grainer said he was told to just do whatever military intelligence told him. His lawyer, Womack, said the defense tried very hard to get senior officers to take the stand. Womack says the defense was told by the government counsel that most of those potential witnesses were under investigation and had invoked their right not to incriminate themselves. Womack doesn't quite buy that.
Perhaps I'm being cynical, but my impression is that nothing will ever happen from any of those investigations. I think once the government's done with the 7 cases from Abu Ghraib, they will try to cover over this so that there'll be no more press conferences and so there'll be no more bad publicity.
Womack says the judge, Colonel James Pohl, had the authority to give those witnesses immunity, but he did not choose to use it. The unsuccessful request for senior officers is just one avenue that the defense can use in an appeals court. All clemency matters will be reviewed by Lieutenant General Thomas Metz, who brought forth the trial, says prosecution spokesman Neal.
The general can take favorable action. He can't make the sentence any worse. So he could reduce the 10 years, he could set aside the discharge, or do anything that's better than what the panel decided in this case.
Neal says it could take at least a year for the case to land in a military appeals court. In the meantime, 3 other Iraqi detainee abuse cases are still pending. Private First Class Linda England, Sergeant Javal Davis, and Specialist Sabrina Harmon face charges stemming from the scandal. Lawyers for Davis and Harmon have been in the courtroom throughout Grainer's trial. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.